Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from the beautiful Mount Shasta in the fifth dimension. It's been retransmitted by Skype to the studios of KKNW and rebroadcast there on 1150 AM and around the world on the internet. This is going to be an incredible show. We'll be channeling Adama, as well as the Pleiadian commander, Halosaurus, who's this morning he invited me up on his ship, so both Jill Tower and I, a wonderful psychic from Montana, we both went into a ship this morning, and we have many interesting and fascinating things to tell you. I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful love and support and for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular spiritual and radio and metaphysical radio shows in the world with over 250,000 listeners in over 90 countries. The purpose of this show is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a better place. Mount Shasta, parts of Shasta are now in the fifth dimensions, and the vibrations are very, very high, and much higher than they were last year. It's much easier for them, for the people of Telos and Adama to come through. Adama is the high priest of Telos. And this morning I was talking to him at length, and last night as well with my good friend Jill Tower from Montana. She'll be coming on in a few minutes. This morning, we saw a large Sasquatch footprint in the dirt where my group and I were camping. And we also, as I said, went aboard his ship on the astral plane. And that was quite a story to tell you. I talked to Admiral Halosaurus. He's the Pleiadian Admiral in charge of the 2 million Pleiadian ships now circling the planet. He says he's guarding us here and providing us protection and support. And I invited him for dinner at our campsite tonight. He said he'll be beaming down and joining us tonight. So that should be quite an experience. He did come down and see us last July on Mount Shasta. We could see his image in the light of the campfire around where we were camped at Mount Shasta. And he will be coming again tonight. If you are in the area, you're welcome to visit with us. If you'd like to meet him, we'll be probably meeting him about 7 or 8 p.m. Earth time. With me on the show today, from now to 4 p.m., will be Jill Tower, a fantastic psychic from Montana, who will be channeling Adama at Admiral Halosaurus, as well as Rieko and Anthony Frederick from Japan, who also channels Adama and other angels. Then, and in addition to that, toward the end of the second hour, Jason Armstrong, my good friend from Vancouver, Canada, who also channels Adama, will be coming. And so we should have a really out-of-this-world radio show. Also, tomorrow on my out-of-this-world radio show from the San Francisco Bay Area, my good friend Simon Parks will be on the show from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then that'll be the first hour. And the second hour will be a special broadcast channeling new positive messages from six U.S. presidents, including Presidents Washington, Jefferson, Kennedy, Madison, Lincoln, and Teddy Roosevelt. Benjamin Franklin will also be joining us on tomorrow's show, so I hope you can listen. If you have any questions for any of these six presidents and Benjamin Franklin, please email them to me to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. The show is broadcast both on video and on audio, so you can see me. If you go, all you need to do is to go to this website, https://bbsradio. That's boyboysamradio.com/outofthisworldradio. Or you can go to https://bbsradio.com and click on the purple button for BBS Radio Station 1 anytime during the show from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. After the show, you can listen to the replay on my website at outofthisworld1150.com under past guests at the top of the webpage. This is a new online show from the San Francisco Bay Area, and I hope you'll enjoy it. If you don't have a computer, you can still listen by simply calling either 701-719-4207 or 712-775-6619. There's a little purple button when you go to the website at bbsradio.com and you click on live stream for BBS Radio Station 1. Out of This World Radio is a listener-supported show, and your donations are really appreciated. A suggested donation is just $5 a month or $50 a year. But if you can't afford it, please listen. I want everyone to listen as much as they can. And so today's show is just amazing. I can't wait. Also, I have some exciting new shows I'm starting. I'm starting a new radio show out of this world, Austria, in Vienna, Austria, on Radio Soul International on Monday, July 13th from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central European time. I'll have more information on that next Friday. Also, I'll be starting a new show in Miami, Florida on WWNN station on 3 FM stations and 2 AM stations. That'll be an evening show from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Fridays Eastern Time. The producer of that show also wants to get me syndicated through the East Coast. So many new opportunities are opening up, and I'm so happy. If you missed my Galactic Wisdom Conference in March 2020, the entire conference is now available on Crowdcast for just $50. If you'd like to sign up, please go to my website at galacticwisdomconference.com and just click on the live stream button. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to listen to some of the world's most famous and wonderful spiritual healing and UFO people, including Simon Parks, of course, my friend from England, Alex Collier, James Redfield, author of the famous book, The Celestine Prophecy, Mitch Kohayashi of the wonderful Emoto Peace Project in Japan, Professor Jerry Pollack of the Fourth Phase of Water, as well as myself and many others. I'd like everyone to please send lots of love and light to Professor Pollack. He wasn't feeling well recently, and I know your positive love and prayers will really, really help him. I'd like to thank the many sponsors of this show, especially my friends Corey and Saul in Kirkland for their wonderful support, as well as Jessica and Randy in Mercer Island, Washington, Louise in Bellevue, Washington, Marion and Elias in Costa Rica, Bradley and Gemma in London, England, Dan and Ursula in Switzerland, Jan Eric and Emma Louise in Norway, and of course, Tom Palladino and Michiko Hayashi of the Emoto Project, and everyone around the world who've helped me raise consciousness and make this world a better place. We're also looking for additional sponsors and advertisers for the show, and any advertising on the show will now have a combined worldwide audience of over 300 countries with over 250,000 listeners with the BBS show in San Francisco. I'm also giving some free promotional advertising away to small businesses. If you'd like to get some free advertising for your business, please email me at outoftheisworld1150@gmail.com. Or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who designs my website, does wonderful work, my friends in the Galactic Alliance who support my show, my angelic and earthly family, and of course Eric and Nathan at KKNW, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who've passed on or contact your guides and get some good advice, please email me at outoftheisworld1150@gmail.com. My trip to Peru has been postponed to October, and I hope you can come. I'll be taking a small group of people there to visit some world's most spiritual places, including Machu Picchu, Cusco, Ollantaytambo, Pisac in the Sacred Valley, Lake Titicaca, the Nazca Lines, and Paracas on the coast of Peru, which has a museum of hybrid human extraterrestrial skulls. We'll also be meeting local shaman who will be giving healing sessions. And one of the experiences that I'm really looking forward to is going to a stargate called Amaramuro at the southern end of Lake Titicaca. When we were at this stargate at the end of January this year, we were greeted by a whole chorus of children from a garth in the hollow earth who came up and sang us some beautiful, beautiful music. We also met Admiral Halosaurus, who will be coming on the show here shortly, as well as some local Incan shaman who gave some healings. The trip should be really out of this world. The cost is only $497 with airfare and accommodations extra. And if you'd like to come, please send me an email to outoftheisworld1150@gmail.com. Now, to start the show off, I'd like to just hit. I've got a 528 hertz tuning fork. 528 is the frequency of love, and I've got a special Lemurian crystal, so when I hit both, wherever this is heard, you'll be spreading love everywhere around the world. So I'm going to hit this now three times. Isn't that beautiful, friends? That's a 528 hertz tuning fork. If you'd like a tuning fork, it's just $50 and includes a special Lemurian crystal blessed by the priests of Telos here at Mount Shasta. And just send me an email if you're interested. Well, my first guest today is Jill Chower from Montana. She's an amazing and wonderful psychic. But she's quite modest about her gifts, but she's a wonderful channeler. And Jill, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Ted. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, good. Jill and I were channeling Adama and Admiral Halosaurus earlier, and I think I ended up with 10 or 15 pages of notes. So there's a lot to talk about. We could start really anywhere, but tell my listeners about your experience going up on a ship this morning.
As we were channeling, Adama Halosaurus came in and wanted to speak also. So I was immediately taken up to his ship, and he talked to me and gave me a message. And the ship was, it appeared to be round inside. There were some panels where you could see where they were operating in a room, but there was some sort of, I want to say glass, but it wasn't glass, that was surrounding the ship. And so they could actually see, you could see through this, but I was told it wasn't glass because I said, what is that? And it was something that we do not know of. And expelled radiation, the negative, everything. So anyway, it was most interesting.
One of the things that I noticed is that there were consoles there. And they had lots of different colored lights. And part of the ship, too, I got the impression was organic. Did you get that impression as well?
Yes. And part of it was not, it was controlled. It could be controlled, but it was also controlled by their minds.
Okay.
So, mm-hmm.
Sure. That makes
sense. Not like an artificial intelligence, but they were controlling it with their minds.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Wonderful. One of the many messages we received this morning is that they are helping and surrounding the planet with love and good energy and sending love and good energy our way. And they said, I think it was very important. I'm summarizing part of what they said, Jill, but they said also that we should look forward rather than backward and think about, visualize the kind of beautiful world you want to create. Do you remember those messages?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great. Would love some your take on that as well.
Since we talked to Halosaurus, I have Adama here, and he is just bursting to talk to me. So the last half hour, he has been just giving me this message of love for all humanity. I finally said, should I write this down? He said, yeah, I want everyone to hear this. So if you'd like to hear this, I can tell you what I was just hearing from Adama, or did you want to go somewhere else with this?
No, please go right ahead. I've got like 15, 20 pages of notes here, but go ahead.
He's being pretty chatty this morning. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Greetings from Halloworth. This message is of love for all humanity. You are all vessels of love. You will begin the work to open your higher chakras Many things will become more clear for you. Many of you are spiritually open now and must allow the overflow of love that you are receiving to spread across the planet, helping others to discard old traumas that are holding them back. Find ways to bring kindness and joy to others. Allow your overflow of love to feel those around you, and it will spread and gain greater energy upon the planet. Mm-hmm. Receive and allow this love vibration and carry it with you, and this alone will heal all. Mm-hmm. You were created in this love and now remain in the grace and glory of it. And then I wasn't sure about this message, whether it may have been sort of for me too, but personally, but he said, many have been given this gift of healing others with touch. Now listen. Listen to your inner guidance and share with others. Now is the time to act upon your gift with gratitude and love freely to all. No more holding back. Share with joy in your heart space. You, my friends, are creating with every moment the experience around you. You are capable of creating what you would call heaven on earth. All who hear this message, allow and receive. He wanted to give a healing to everyone. So everyone that is listening right now, he says, all who hear this message, allow and receive our healing from inner earth for you now.
Boy, that's a very profound message. Thank you so much. I think I'll play this tuning fork again, the 528. That'll bring in a lot of love energy.
Exactly.
Like the Beatles said, all you need is love. So that's right. That's all you need.
I loved it at the end when he said he wanted to give everyone a healing that was listening.
Oh, wow.
We are so blessed.
Well, when he joins us for dinner tonight at the campsite, he said that also something very memorable. He said that in the next 5 days, everyone will receive a healing of some sort.
I think Halosaurus told us that, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Admiral Halosaurus did. That's correct, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Yep, he said everyone would receive a healing, and everyone needed to be, to allow, be open to allow the healing and receive it. Mm-hmm. Healings are not such that you may not understand what the healing is at that moment, but you will.
Mm-hmm. Sure. He also talked about when you have synchronicity in your life, don't ignore them. I know my friend Albert Einstein has said that God doesn't play with dice and we live in a deterministic universe. So when things happen in a seemingly synchronistic way by chance, they're not by chance and they all have messages for you to understand them.
Right. Right, exactly. That's what he said. Pay attention to them. Yeah. Pay attention to them. Don't discard them. Pay attention to them. There's a lesson in every one of them for you.
Sure. That's right. And he also said this morning, which I thought was very profound, everyone is having more and more of these synchronicities. And this is part of the new energy that's helping to wake everyone up to shift into these higher dimensions.
Right. Mm-hmm. How nice, huh?
Yeah. And we also had a discussion this morning, and I think this is really important for my listeners to hear about healing. There's actually two parts to healing. The first part is to ask for it, because the Adama, this is a planet of free will, and people have to ask for it. And they're not going to unilaterally go in and just help someone without asking. And the second thing he said, which was very important, is not only to ask for healing, but also open your heart up and accept it. Because a lot of people ask for healing or ask for good things in their life, but then they don't open their heart up to accept it, and it doesn't happen. I'd love your comments on that, Jill.
Oh, I think it's beautiful. I think that definitely we miss a lot of healings because we don't have our hearts open to receive it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. The other thing, getting back to love again, he said to remain in love and connect your heart with your mind, because there's two actually thinking centers within the body. There's the logical mind in the third dimension, and then there's your heart mind in the fifth dimension. And it's hard, but you need to link those two together.
Exactly. Exactly. And we truly, truly at this point need to be thinking with our heart, our heart mind, as you refer to it. Yes.
Right. And usually when you receive a message from the other side, it's not the second message, the third message, or the fifth message. It's the first message when you ask a question. It's almost always the first message.
Right. Don't overthink it.
I want to ask another question about remaining in love. He said it was very important to remain in love and not only connect your heart mind with your logical mind, but also remain in love. Would you mind asking him now, perhaps, about what's good advice for people to remain in love in that high vibration?
Let's see what he's saying. See the beauty in everything around you.
Okay.
Know the Creator is in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Besides you. Truly feel yourself as one. Mm-hmm. And I was just told this morning as I was sitting on my porch and the cottonwood is flying, he's showing me, he's going, yes, like we told you, see the beauty in that. If you see the beauty in the cotton falling and as it's waving through the air, it's co-creating. That tree is putting out seed right now. And it's when we take and we don't see the beauty in all of that, that we don't allow and receive the healing.
That's true. That's very, very true. I think it's always important to try to maintain a positive view on life. There's a story that came to mind now. I read a book about concentration camp survivors in Germany during the war, and the ones that survived always had a positive attitude that they would survive, and they did. But I remember reading about that, and it fits into what you said now, what he said just now.
Yeah, staying positive is definitely important right now on the planet. Cast out all those fear-based thoughts and negativity and all that, and remain in the love space for sure.
Sure. One of the things you said very interesting this morning when we were talking is that Admiral Halosaurus said that the Pleiadians keep the energy very high to allow people to enter into and contact the hollow earth, that since the vibrations are very high at Mount Shasta right now, that it's easier for them to interact with us if we're already in that high vibrational state.
Yeah, that's what my seed, Lemurian seed mother, Priestess Maru, she is one of my guides, and that's what she shared with us this morning.
Sure. Right. I don't know if I showed you this picture or not. I don't see Meg here. Meg's from Portland with her husband, Doug. Wonderful people. They took a picture of the sun as the sun was going down, and there were 8 beautiful red orbs in the sun with other concentric orbs in the middle of it as well, surrounding the sun. There must have been, oh my goodness, there must have been, there's Sasquatch. There was all kinds of Sasquatch. There were all kinds of Sasquatch and other benevolent entities within this picture. It was just beautiful. And you take pictures, if you take pictures of the sun here or the light at night or at night with the moon and everything, you see quite a bit of different orbs that come through the pictures.
Yeah, it's so amazing. I wish I was there right now. It was so wonderful.
Yeah, I hope you can come on my next trip. My next trip will be August 27th to September 3rd. So if people out there want to come, just send me an email. You're welcome to come. My email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And we talked this morning as well about some of the negative things happening on the planet. And the message I got is that some of the negative things happening now is an attempt to purge the planet of negativity, so that when it goes into the higher, it starts to go into higher dimensions, it'll be, it won't have this negativity that's been holding it back.
Right. It's purging.
Purging. So, because everything has a spiritual reason when it happens, and so it's just kind of interesting what people are, what, you know, the spiritual reasons behind it. He also talked about the waking up of humanity and how more and more people are starting to wake up.
Yes. Yes, there's a lot more starting to wake up, and it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. It is. Absolutely. I'm going to go through some of the notes to help trigger it. Jill, there's quite a bit here. We spent quite a bit of time on this. But one of the things he said was that like workers are gathering and becoming a closer unit. This is not by accident. They're here to help everyone, and we must all help one another. I know that President Kennedy has come to me several times, and he said, leave no one behind in this ascension process. So it's always good to try to bring your neighbor and try to raise vibrations. Everybody, I often get questions from people from different parts of the world, and they say to me, well, you know, I live in this particular part of the world, and nobody seems to be awake, and I'm very frustrated. And I always tell people, well, you're there for a reason, and you're in the right place at the right time, especially now when the planet needs a lot of healing.
Right. And those light workers may not understand it or realize it, but because of the love and the vibration that they carry, they're holding space for all those people around them. And mm-hmm. it can be large areas. Mm-hmm. So it's very important for all of us to stay in the love vibration as much as possible.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. One of the messages that came through this morning, you channeled, you said, we have to work together and realize that we are all one, not just on the planet, but in the universe as well.
Right.
Would Admiral Halosaurus or Adama like to add anything to that?
Remain steadfast in your work. Remain steadfast in love. And continue to do the good work. You will succeed.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you. I want to give some messages from Admiral Halosaurus now, since we'll be seeing him tonight. He said earlier that we are all here to help, and we can't wait to meet all of you again. He said that his big ship is parked at Mount Shasta, protecting all of us. And what the planet needs now is a lot of healing and a lot of love too. That's what people need is a lot of love.
Well, we're really getting the love message, aren't we?
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear.
I think it's pretty clear, too.
Yeah. Well, you know what Professor Einstein said about the bomb of love. He said that in his letter, The Bomb of Love to His Daughter Listerl in 1955, that the power of love is the most powerful force in the universe, far, far stronger than any nuclear bomb or any other technology. And when we recognize that for what it is, we can change the world and make it a much better and happier place.
Yeah, which is just what Adama was saying to me this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Love is more, there's more energy in love than we truly realize.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. One of the things that I remember that Admiral Halosaurus said this morning is that he's walking around the campsite and touching people. And when he does that, they are instantly healed as long as they are open. And I thought that was just amazing. I've already told my group that if somebody touches you, don't be concerned. Okay. It's a good touch. Okay. So
yeah, that was a good visual he gave me this morning.
Yeah.
He's got this long finger and he's touching people, and he's going, yes, there will be many healings, many healings.
Yeah, it'll be many healings, and I know things are this is going to be it's going to be turned out to be a really wonderful year. But sure, we've got challenges, but I do see things getting much better here.
For sure.
Do you remember, he said that your DNA is changing. I'd love to, let's talk about that a little bit. Our earth scientists have said that we have 22 strands of what's called junk DNA in us, that they're not necessary. But I've been told that our DNA strands were actually turned off thousands of years ago by the Anunnaki. But now we're starting to awake again. Any messages from him on that would be wonderful.
He's saying you can activate your DNA by talking to your higher self, and you can tell your higher self in your conversation what you would like to have changed, and it will be done.
Wonderful, wonderful. There's so many people. Yeah. Does it help to have confidence in yourself too? To have that, to believe in yourself, believe you can do it, and you will do it.
I suppose so, Ted.
Sure.
I think you have to have belief, and you have to have faith, and you have to have love and trust. And once you ask, it's not something you need to ask again, he's telling me. You only need to ask once. By asking it more than once, you are doubting that it happened.
I see. Okay. Well, that's good advice. That's good advice. One of the messages, too, we got today was that you are all such beautiful souls, and this is such a magical planet. Be grateful to be alive there.
Nice, huh?
Yeah, that's nice. He also said that we should all remember that we're very powerful souls. But he said power is not controlling others, but it's controlling our own bodies to give us the healing, the gifts to heal ourselves. And if you can tap into that remembrance and have faith and trust, you can heal yourself, no problem.
Yeah, that's what he said this morning.
That's right. That's right.
Yep.
He also said.
I believe that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's beautiful messages. When you were created and given emotion was part of the magic of living here. It's such a beautiful thing to have the higher virtues of compassion and emotion as well. The other message I'm getting now is that there are extraterrestrial races out there that don't have emotion. That they're biological entities, but their emotions have been taken out, and they wish they had the abilities we had.
I have heard that before, and I think the emotion thing makes us very, very unique.
It does. It does. Actually, the galactics call us genetic royalty, because all of our bodies were the result of 22 different star races, which have come in and hybridized us, affected our DNA in some way. So you've got this long history of thousands of years of genetic manipulation. And that's why he said we are considered genetic royalty.
Isn't that beautiful? If we're genetic royalty, boy, we should be definitely treating each other very well.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I wanted to ask whether you had any more, bring him in again, if you don't mind. I'd love to get some more messages from him. And then I've got a lot of other things to talk about.
I'm not hearing anything else, Ted. Are you hearing anything?
No, he said to refer to our notes. So I've got a bunch of notes here. He said to be healed. If you truly feel it, then you can manifest it and heal yourself, he said. There is a healing prayer from Zora the Hollow Earth I'd like to share with everyone today. And I want everyone to grab a pen and piece of paper if you can safely write. If you're driving down the freeway at 70 miles an hour, please don't write this down. But only if you're safe. If you're in a safe spot, you know, you're not driving somewhere in a place where you're occupied. But you say to yourself, it's a healing prayer. You can say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I receive, and if you're a man, you say, I receive from the God within me, because we all have the supreme being or God within us. And if you're a woman, you say, I receive from the goddess within me. And then you can simply say healing for, and you can list whatever condition you like to heal. You could say, I'd like to get healing for my bad knees. I'd like to get healing for my sprained ankle. I'd like to get healing for maybe you cut yourself in your arm last night, for my cut to heal. Anything you want. And then you say, I am now healed and I know it to be true. It's a very simple little prayer, but it draws upon the God within you. And it's very effective. I've used it myself, and you can use it for almost anything.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As we shift into the fifth dimension, they also tell me that our thoughts are things, so that even though you can't see them or physically touch a thought, it's still very powerful. Like love is a very powerful, very, very powerful force. So you have to keep your thoughts as positive as possible. I know there's challenges here on the planet, but if you keep your thoughts as positive as possible, you can create a positive and beautiful future for yourself if you think positive, beautiful thoughts.
I keep hearing pure thoughts.
Okay, pure thoughts. Sex. Okay, that's good. Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. And finally, he says, seeing things differently means seeing the life and beauty in all of God's creations. And when you see the beauty in everything, nothing will bother you.
And he's saying, and you will totally, totally understand and feel the connection between everything, in everything.
Well, that's the evolution, isn't it, to the fifth dimension, where everyone will be able to see the connections with everything and everyone.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Jill, hold on there. Nathan, we can bring Rieko and Anthony from Japan whenever they're available now. And Jill and I will keep talking. Just let me know when you get them on board. I feel so excited. And also, too, Jill, so privileged for your help in channeling these messages from not only Adama, but Admiral Halosaurus as well. It's wonderful to give everyone their
messages. Thanks, Ted.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't want you
Thanks,
to hang
Ted.
Up. Just, yeah, I want you to hang on.
Okay. Thanks, Ted.
Yeah.
They're pretty persistent in wanting to get messages out to people, and I'm very grateful that I'm able to hear them to do that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Jill, I want you to stay on board. The one last thing they want me to mention is that together we can create a beautiful planet. All we have to do is have trust and confidence that we can do it. And I know he says, I know you'll succeed.
That's right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well,
That's
Jill, hold
right.
on. I've got, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. Great, Jill. I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's okay.
We've got Anthony now. Don't hang up, Jill. Stay on. We got Anthony Federico from Japan. He's there with Rieko. Anthony, how are you doing today, my friend?
Excellent. How are you, Ted?
Oh, fine, fine. What is it? It's like what, 6:30 in the morning there, or 6:45? It's pretty early.
Yeah, it's about at 6:45 in the morning, but we're here in the Japanese countryside, so it's really pretty beautiful. We can hear the birds chirping, and there's some mist on the hills.
Oh, how nice. How nice. Well, say hi, Rieko. How are you doing?
Hi, Dad.
It's good to talk to you both. Well, I don't know if you remember meeting Jill Tower last year. She was on my trip to Shasta, but she's a wonderful lady, and she's on the line, too.
Yeah, we were listening to the program so far. It's really been really wonderful, so thanks to both of you.
Oh, our pleasure.
Hey,
our pleasure.
Nice to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too.
Well, we've got Jason coming in from Vancouver, Canada, a little later in the program. But I wanted to bring you on because I know you specialize in channeling angels. What a wonderful work you do. Could you give out your website or some way people could contact you? And also, Jill, if you'd like people to contact you for readings, if you could give out your contact information too, would be appreciated.
So our website is yourdreamsallcametrue.com.
Okay.
Has an S and came is in past tense.
Okay. Okay. Okay, that's a beautiful site. Wonderful. All your dreams came true. All
your
right. Wonderful.
Dreams all came true.
Okay, great. And Jill, would you mind giving out your name, social security number, date of birth, bank account numbers with passwords, and how people could contact you?
Oh, sure. For you, anything, huh? My name is Jill Tower, and I live in Montana, about 30 miles from Yellowstone Park as the crow flies. And if you're interested in a reading or a past life reading, my phone number is 406-321-1433.
Okay. And you like people to call you between 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the morning. Is that right, your time?
Yeah, right. No, we're Mountain Standard Time, by the way.
Okay, well, don't call her between 2 and 3. I'll never live that down if you do. But anyway, well, good. Well, good. Well, good. Well, Rieko and Anthony, we're at Mount Shasta now, and we'd love for you to bring in Adama and maybe some angels to give some positive messages to humanity.
Yeah, they've already been coming in as we've been listening to the show, so we can get right into it, if you
okay.
like.
Great, yeah, that'd be wonderful.
あなた方がこれから生きていかれる世界をどのように作っていかれるのか、私たちはとても興味深く楽しみにしています。
Right now,We are very, very excited to see what type of world you imagine and you create for yourself in this coming positivity.
一見最悪だと思うことが起きたとき、あなたはそれをどう捉え、あなたの心は何を放ちますか？
When you perceive things that for one moment may come off as negative for you, what response will you give to it? And what energy will you give off from your heart in response to it? This is everything. This is what we see. This is what we want you to see in yourselves.
あなたの心の平穏を保って。
Keep the peace in your heart.
あなたが放つ周波数の守り手になりましょう。
And in all moments, give off a vibration that matches the world that you want to see. Thank you.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. The vibrations here at Mount Shasta are even higher than they were a year ago. And I've been told that the mountain is shifting into the fifth dimension now as I speak here. I mean, I can see the mountain from where I am, and the vibrations are very high. Will other parts of the planet also follow this same pattern with much higher vibrations?
Mm-hmm. It feels good, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Please
yeah.
know that it is because you have chosen to shift. You have shifted, and so you are seeing an outward reflection of it. places will shift based on those who have chosen to shift. And you will see different things for different people. Focus on what feels good for you. Allow yourself to stay there. You will experience the version of Earth that you want to experience. And that's enough. This is true wherever you are. Wherever you are, that's where you are.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. Mount Shasta is shifting now into the fifth dimension. What part of the world will also shift into the higher dimensions? Will that be, for example, Tibet? Or I'm not sure what part. What?
New Zealand, Hawaii, and Japan are three places that are on the cutting edge of this vibration. But I think the important part, what they want to focus on, is no matter where you are in the world, you can be living in a fifth dimensional version of that place as soon as you like, if you focus on it.
Oh, very good advice. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, thank you so much. Now, I know Hawaii was the capital of Lemuria, of course, until it was destroyed 12,500 years ago. So that makes sense. New Zealand's a beautiful country, very high vibration. Of course, Japan's a beautiful country, too, with many, many spiritual people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for sharing that. Let me see here. I have a lot of other questions. Here's one. How can people help in this ascension process? What would you advise people to do as far as helping in?
Three things. One, they said, is joy is nourishment, so focus on joy.
Okay.
Another thing is give love to your body. You're talking with Jill about receiving, and the more receptive you are, the more you'll receive healing, such as when the Pleiadian Admiral will touch you. So by giving love to your body and keeping your body in good health, your antenna will be more receptive.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, things that were really beneficial and joyful for you, feel free to share them with people around you and give them that gift.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That's good. That's good. Good advice. Wonderful advice. Okay. How soon? I know timelines can change, but how soon do the angels think we'll be fully shifted into the fifth dimension?
To answer the question completely accurately is a little bit different, because right now what everyone is doing right now is going back and forth, checking in on your old world, mm-hmm. going forward into the most current world, kind of traveling back and forth a little bit. And this is something that a lot of people will choose to do for a bit of time from now forward out of excitement and out of learning. So mm-hmm. You will be where you want to be as soon as you want to be, but don't discount any trips you do back into the old world to clean up the dust box, so to speak.
Okay. 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 What will happen to karma in the new world?
Karma はどうなるの？新しい世界で。
新しい世界にカルマは持っていけないのね。だからこれから、ね、今月から今年年末にかけて自分の中にあるカルマの消化が始まるのね。
Karma won't be taken into the new world, and the new world won't have karma. So from now until the start of 2021 is a time where everybody is looking into themselves and resolving all the rest of their karma.
I see. What spiritual reasons can we learn from this shutdown worldwide?
Okay. 彼質問だけどいいの？今のコロナのこう全てが閉まってる。その閉まってることによって何の学びがあるの？
当たり前ってないよってこと。
The biggest lesson is that there are no givens. There is nothing to be taken for granted. Mm-hmm. Everything is a gift. Everything about your life is a miracle. In this situation, we can appreciate the miracles more.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Good advice. Good advice. Should in this ascension process, should people spend more time in meditation and also in nature as well?
Absolutely. More time meditating, more time in nature, if it's exciting for you to do so, and more time listening to yourself, channeling yourself, listening to your own emotions and being really honest with what your body wants to tell you, what your heart wants to tell you, and honoring it. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great. I'm going to keep you on, all of you, past the 3 o'clock hour here. But I wanted to ask Jill, are there any other messages from our friends on the other side?
When he was sharing messages, let me think if I can remember exactly how it was said.
Okay.
Remember, this is a time to release the past and allow in the new. Create the new in the way that you want it to be. That you can release all karma by asking. What else?
Okay.
All karma can be released right now at this point by asking for it to be gone.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. We've got about a minute or so, minute and a half left before we have to take a break now for the next hour. But Jill, I want you to, and Anthony and Rico, I want you to meditate just a few minutes while we take a short break here, coming close to the top of the hour. But this is an incredible show, and I thank you so much for joining us today. Please stay on. We'll also be having Jason Armstrong from beautiful Vancouver, Canada, joining us during the next hour. But meditate if you like for a few minutes on maybe some final messages. And Reiko and Anthony, please stay on too for the next hour. And we'll give my listeners some new messages as well. So please stay tuned, friends, for the next hour. We'll be bringing in Jason Armstrong from Vancouver to give messages from Madame as well and the angels. And I'm sure you'll all have some more messages as well. So please stay tuned for my next hour.